the Purple Project Podcast.
K-State Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer back for another edition of the PPBD. The Purple Project Podcast, covering all things K-State athletics, coming at you on this Sunday, folks. I just wrapped up my NASCAR podcast, and I'm fired about that one. And I'm coming here even fired about this one. This is the postcast edition of the podcast. Soccer in just a second here. What a big win for K-State football yesterday there. I could go so many directions on that game at the Bill Snyder Family Stadium yesterday. K-State beats Texas Tech there yesterday. So they moved to 4-1. A lot more coming up on the edition of the weekly podcast coming up. But if you have not already, make sure you subscribe to the Purple Project Podcast wherever you get your podcast. We dropped a lot of content this week again, including two weeklies, folks, as well. So make sure you check those out as well. If you're a K-State fan, you want a lot of you love your K-State sports, Purple Project Podcast is the place to do it. Soccer. What am I going to do with this team? So many times. The theme continues. Of course, Friday night at home, you have 12th-ranked TCU in the building. And again, at some point, you got to take heat for no offense. This is just ridiculous now. 1-0. This is like the 1,000,000th time I have come on and talked and said the score this year. In particular with K-State, I mean, we've been on this side of the line, at least winning maybe two or three times, but this has been a common theme here in 2022 with this K-State soccer team. No offense here, and again, a late, really late goal in the first half by TCU capitalizes on it and couldn't do it. Chalen Hubbard. I'm gonna see who scored the goal. That's probably wrong, but anyways, either way, that don't matter. It's not a TCU podcast. This is a K-State podcast, and they dropped one late, and that turned to be the difference of the game. But K-State had multiple opportunities early to get on the board first before TCU even did. So I don't know there, and of course TCU. They are the defending conference champions there right before halftime. Dropped one in over Elena Wehrmeyer, who is the goalkeeper for K-State there. K-State, whew, I don't know what you're going to do about this offense. This offense is trash. I'm just coming off of another NASCAR podcast that I'm fired up on, and I'm fired up about this K-State offense. What are we doing? 4-6-2. And you still have not scored in Big 12 play. What are we doing? I have no question. 0-2-1 in Big 12 play. TCU escapes Manhattan with a 7-2-3. Oh, my goodness. And now 7-2-3 overall. 2-0-1 in the league there as well. Kelly Thornhill had an opportunity before halftime to do it. Couldn't do it there as well. This conference record is absolutely atrocious. 6-42-4 all time against the conference. Still winless against TCU. You still haven't scored a goal in Big 12 play this year. And it goes back. You're going 8 halves or 8 quarters, however you want to say it, 8 halves without scoring a goal. We're in trouble. we're in trouble. I'm gonna be Alex the Punch. It's panic mode time for this team. How many times are we gonna be talking about this team not having no offense? This gotta be infuriating. This is not funny anymore. This is not funny anymore. What are we doing on the offensive end? I have junior. Elena Wehrmeyer, who allowed that goal there, made 8 saves in the game as well. And TCU managed to hold Kyler Goings, who only had 1 shot in this game. So why does the stat even matter? It said 34? Well, Kyler Goins is apparently third in school history now in career shots on goal, 34. But you did not win the game. You did not win this game. Katie Thornhill was credited with two shots on goal. I don't know why the stat matters. Career shots on goal. You didn't score the goal. So Thornhill has 23 career shots on goal. I'm sorry. I'm just fired up in general now. Kyler Goins, 34. It doesn't make sense there. And now you want to make... Now this coach Mike DeBeanie wants to make excuses. Okay, so after the game, quote, listen to this. After the game, quote, we almost executed the game plan. The almost don't get you nowhere. It just doesn't get you nowhere. I felt we went toe-to-toe with a good team, which they did. I give K-State at least that. I give K-State the soccer team that. They take another good team to the wire. I get it. Continuing. Obviously, they are number 9 for a reason. They are defending Big 12 champs, and they're a very experienced team. They have been there before. We had great chances in the game. For about 89 minutes, we played really, really, really well. I wish we could take back that 1 minute during a ball-clearing moment and gotten a result today. They are a really good, really good team, and we are a good team. We just have to keep pushing forward and be... We can't get a little luck to go our way. Oh, they do need some of that. I tell you that. Because right now, this is the theme. I think it's for the third straight game. This is really the second straight game they lost 1-0. Because they lost to Oklahoma State. Yeah, they lost to Oklahoma State 1-0 as well. I mean, now we're struggling to get goals. I mean, what are we doing? So... Some of it made sense to me. Well, that state is not. We're really a good team, but we're not a good team. What are we doing? If we're a good team, this record would be flopped. We switched around to 6-4-2, or 7-2-1, or whatever the hell it is we're doing. To this 4-6-2, we're not a good soccer team right now. Come on, man, give it a break. Almost doesn't count, obviously. There are no mere mortals in all sports. Where I'm talking football, soccer, volleyball, whatever it is. I'm to the point now where this is getting to the point. Obviously, I'm going to still produce postcasts because it's fun to get on here and talk K-State sports, even in losing efforts. But this is getting ridiculous here with the soccer team. And 1-0. 1-0. And... I just don't know. I do not know anymore with this team. We can't come up with win. We can't come up with a goal. It's going to get even worse because now you got to go on the road for a 2-match road trip next weekend to take on Texas, and you got Baylor next Sunday. Ooh, we're in trouble, folks. Hey, we're sounding alarm bells, folks. We're in trouble. We're in trouble for seriously. We're in trouble. All fun and games aside, this team's in trouble. Texas is a very good team. I think they're top of the conference. And Baylor, they were like mid-pack or somewhere in there. Somewhere. But the fact of the matter is this year, this is getting out of control. No goals again. Have not scored a goal in Big 12 play. It's going to get worse before it gets better. I said this in the NASCAR podcast. I'm going to say it again here. I'm going to chase the soccer team. Where is the offense going to come from? Absolutely no offense whatsoever from this team. 19-8 on shots on goal for TCU. TCU outshot shots on goal 9-4 TCU. Saves 8-4 K-State. Corner kicks 5-2 TCU. Offsides TCU 4-0. Fouls 12-10. Sloppy play all around. Yeah, it was Hubbard. Yes. So Shaylen Hubbard got the only goal of this game for TCU. A lapse. A small lapse. And you lose the game. This cannot happen. This cannot happen whatsoever there. Kaylee Thornhill, 4 shots, 2 on goal here. Kyler Goins already said 2. She actually got another shot, so I take back what I said. 2 shots and 1 on goal. Jasmine Brown. Jasmine Brown has been getting a lot of playing time here lately for Mike DeBeanie. She had 2 shots,
one of them was on goal as well, but nothing. Absolutely nothing going on. This guy, it has to be frustrating for these girls. I feel sorry for them. I really do. I just feel bad for them. Cannot score a goal. What does the team have to do to get one? They at least scored one in the prior, nine matches or something like that, including preseason, something like that. And now we hit the stretch that we can't score a goal now. There's got to be a change in here somewhere. This has to be adjustments made somewhere. It starts with the head coach. It starts with the head coach, and I'm getting sick of it. So, for what it is, we're not a good team. Stop saying that. And I want to see results. And the fact of the matter is now, the record shows it all. 4-6-2, we're not a good soccer team. Stop it. Stop with all that. The Pro Project Podcast, get it wherever you get your podcast, folks. Yes, I apologize. But, yeah, call it what it is at this point in the season. We're in a point in the season that this team, which brought back a lot of veterans itself, they brought back a lot of veteran players who's played with Mike Beanie for 3-4 years and had his recent hat. This is their biggest senior class. And the fact of the matter is, they're going to be rebuilding. This is going to get worse before it gets better. I'm sorry. Sorry what it is. But I can't sit up here and fake it. No, that's not how EG3 rolls. Sorry. That's just not. I better end this right now. The Pro Project Podcast. You can find it wherever you get your podcast, folks. KC Nation, you have any comments about the soccer team or any other sports teams? You definitely we'll have a post later. But K-State now has dropped their first three games. Well, actually, the tie. Excuse me, for the exception of the tie of Iowa State, they have not scored a goal in conference play yet. And bad news, folks. We got to go to Texas next weekend. I'm not going to Texas. I'll be in Wichita, but I'll be going that way. But I'll be in Wichita instead. Team got to go to Texas and try to get their offense jump started on the road. I don't think it's going to happen. Pro Project Podcast, we got to end this right now. Appreciate you guys for listening to the podcast. And make sure you check out or look at this content, K-State content, on the Pro Project Podcast feed, wherever you get your postcast. Once again, folks, the theme of 2022, K-State soccer team loses by a score of 1-0 at home against 9th-ranked TCU. Stay tuned for more coverage of the PPBD.